but we do have that recording. We do need the mics because for any transcription that occurs. So even though there's not somebody on the call, we do send, you know, it's recorded for posterity. So now, is, just make sure to be on the mic to whoever is speaking.
So thanks, Dan. I made some notes of our informal discussion before this meeting. So we were just reviewing the session we just had with Kurt and others on the strategic plan. And I think we've, to sum up where I think we got to, we were talking around the need to understand the process and where the meeting we just had fits into that process. There's a suggestion of an audit trail of input into the various iterations of the strategic plan so that people know what has happened to their comments and where maybe another part of the community has said, no, we disagree, or for whatever reason they haven't made it into the final plan. For some of us, it felt like quite a formal exercise, and it was maybe an idea that we should get some better feel for the strength of support across the community for particular initiatives. So it's not always very clear when something is in a draft, whether that has general support or whether it's a particular initiative from, say, one part of the community. It would have helped to have the meeting documents and the plan beforehand so that we could have done some pre-thinking and some thinking of ideas that we would want to contribute to that discussion. It would be great to have some clarity if the objectives can be changed or not, because we think we heard that DFA couldn't, and yet if we're at the start of this process, then one would hope there could be a certain amount of changing of those. The choice of facilitator is very important for these sessions, and obviously it's quite a challenge coming to this, particularly with all of the complex terminology and acronyms. And so for anybody, of course, coming in new, that's going to be difficult. But quite a challenge, I think. We also talked around the what we felt was quite a gap between how ICANN perceives itself vis-a-vis its strategic plan and our perception of the strategic plan and the process. And we appreciated being asked at an early stage. Is that what I think we got to? That's Xavier again on the phone. Okay, so thoughts or comments to add to that, anyone?
Okay. Strategic planning is not new to me. When I was working at large advisory committee, I was in the working group of a strategic planning working group. I fully agree with the colleague just read that once the priority list has been set, it's very difficult to change it. It's almost impossible to change it. One typical example I can present here is that ALOC has been requiring ICANN to put back the at-large summit into its strategic planning from 2007, and after 5 years, that still cannot be done. So the issue here is that who set those priority lists, and once it's set, it cannot be changed. This is a big issue. This one thing I want to really fully agree with you. I don't know where did this 15 item come from. The second one I want to comment is the link between strategic planning and the budget. It seems that most people believe that the budget is kind of consistent with the strategic planning. And if we can link up the two processes and combine, at least the two common processes, taking into account with each other, I guess it would improve our efficiency. For example, recently ICANN just presented a new budget for 12 to 13 budgetary year. It set a $3 million budget for IDN issues. And IDN, it seems, is a prioritized item. But we don't understand the people working on IDN. We don't understand why I can need $3 million US dollars for IDN implementation. It especially is not implemented by ICANN, it's by this registry. Yeah?
Can I keep us to the meeting we just had? Yeah? Okay. So, other thoughts on the meeting we just had?
Yeah, I think there was an element that we have included in the paper that at the end Roloff and Bud put together, which is the optimization of resources, which is something that it was highlighted by several of the working groups. I was a bit sorry that we didn't touch on that during the meeting we have just had. I think it's an important aspect. I know that ICANN is working on this, but at the same time, I heard some comments that are a bit contradictory. So I think we should reiterate this point to the people that are working on the strategy and operating planning at ICANN.
Thank you, Dave. Anyone else? No? Okay. So within the time we have left, when are we running to? How far?
Sorry. I just wanted to say, forewarn the SOP working group for the upcoming work. It's say we've just finished the responses on the ops plan and frame and budget framework. I'm trying to get Xavi into the room on Tuesday to see to have a response again what he thinks of the feedback and how he wants to incorporate it. And for whatever reason, so he will try to be there. What I know is from ICANN's perspective, now you will have the budget, the bottom-up budget. It means all the departments get involved. Departments had in order to substantiate some of the elements in the budget and ops plan. To put more flesh on the meat, meat on the bones. That's probably the expression. So I'm so tired. So that, and the intention is that this document will be published around early May, ahead of, again of the Prague meeting. So that means that around early May, the SOP working group will probably need to schedule some time again to go through the ops plan and budget and to respond on the draft ops plan and budget. So as soon as I know more, I will send out an email to the SOP working group list so we can hopefully schedule a meeting well ahead of time so everybody can attend it. Attended this this time, and I will ask again if Xavier could run through the ops plan and budget as he did last time, because I think that is very helpful for the working group as well. One or two days after the budget has been published, to provide some more insights in some of the elements of it. So that's the schedule ahead.
Okay, thank you, Bill. So, which leads us nicely on to our last item of business. We managed to get in our comments on the operational plan framework. Thank you to everyone who did the work on that. We just thought we'd touch upon how was that for you? Did that work as a process? Obviously, it's a bit difficult to have that conversation with Roloff not in the room. But if there are any particular thoughts or comments, it'd be good to capture them now. So I'm no longer leading a subgroup, which is wonderful. Maybe some people who did would like to comment. Giovanni, you're normally quite active.
I think that I think that the process is a good process, and I think has shown to be quite valuable for ICANN. The feedback we have been given is sometimes satisfactory, some others not. One thing that I like to point out, and it's something that also Sabine mentioned, is that sometimes the documents that we are given to comment on and to provide input are really basic. and sometimes so it's quite difficult to interpret what's behind the title of a project. And that's something that you can, you know, provide a comment, but it's based on a lot of assumptions. A bit more flesh to stay in the meat area is always welcome. And this is what probably all the other coordinators of the various working groups would need to. It's also in the interest of ICANN, so we provide comments and input that is even better. And it's probably even more constructive. So this is just my only remark at this stage. Thank you.
Yes, I have sometimes also, and I just try to find it, but sometimes I have also a problem with the timing. I really see some emails coming in, let's say at the 27th of February, say, here are my comments, please deliver the answers until the 1st of February, which is 3 days later. And but really that's something I'm really puzzling. I know the SLP committee is one of the most huge things on my priority list, and therefore I usually really respond as soon as possible if I get emails and comments. But so it sometimes it's really tough, especially when we're talking about there are subgroups. The subgroups should ideally coordinate. Frankly, I write some stuff, I send it out, I say I have to apologize, it's only my view, please subgroup comment, but I'm not sure if that's a process which is helpful. Sometimes maybe a telephone conference, but even the telephone conference sometimes I get information in, yes, we had to have a telephone conference next week, please, that are the 2 days, usually it's very often a timing issue. And maybe we find a way and either block the date now and then I can put it in my diary. But that's a possibility. Then I know that there is something and I can actually prepare for.
I understand. So in that sense, what Rudolf and I normally try to do is to do it as quickly as possible, as soon as we know it. And it unfortunately is... And this time, fortunately, the public comment period was more extended, so we were way ahead of schedule, and that's a good thing. But sometimes it's really, really compressed, and maybe just as an observation to strengthen what you're saying is what I see from where I sit with all the different sub-working groups is that some people do not respond. And although they know it's coming, and we discussed it already at the Dakar meeting, or at other meetings, we just see that some people, although they say they member of the working group and of some of the sub working groups, they do not respond. Just as an observation.
Yeah, but as a question, it's sometimes for me it at least an impression because of the whole time pressure and the little information you get. The more sometimes I think. Of course, it's also to me sometimes to tick box yes, we did our comments. We reiterate our usual comments more or less just because we had to do it, and I think that's one of the things where I really bring back comments because I think it's important to keep ICANN focused. But the question is it really, is it part of the power play or are they really interested in an informed dialogue?
I think sometimes it's incompetency or timelines just slip for various good reasons. And I don't know about you, but I always find I've got something to comment on the day I have a board meeting, for example, which makes it impossible to do anything else but my board meeting. Okay. So does anyone else have anything to add to that? So I think what I've heard is that the SOP process is a good process overall. A bit more detail in the original documents would help us with making informed comments. And timescale can be challenging, especially if there's not enough notice. and it would be good for us to continue to try to plan ahead so that we can comment and have enough time to do the commenting and thinking, and then the compilation and so on. Yeah? Okay.
Sometimes it will be helpful if you have a web space where you find all the documents in a compressed form or something, because some of the information is only sent out via email. To start to interlink all those information. Yeah.
I'd say this working group has a wiki space.
Yeah, but sometimes the link find the help, but not the document. Sometimes I start to search on the website, but sometimes it's helpful if I get an email where you have to comment and all the information is there.
Okay, then, what we'll try to do would say, because I noted, again, this is an observation, that some of the working groups sometimes use wiki spaces and others don't. And maybe it's a good thing, again, to start really using wiki spaces, because they're there for this purpose, and yeah, we posted the documents on the wiki space. Here's the link to the wiki space,
yeah.
And then it's easier for you to digest it and look at it.
I'm happy to use it, but it's really sometimes I get lost with all the information where I find it.
Okay, right. Anything else before we wrap up then? No? Excellent. Thank you very much.